statewide on the Golf Club Network. It's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Welcome. You're in the clubhouse. Awesome day today. A little rain in Hawaii, but that just makes everything green. Annika Sorenstam enjoyed the islands this week. She is the global ambassador for Pacific Links International, and she was here to kick off the festivities leading up to the Champions Tour Pacific Links Hawaii Championship. That'll be in September. She was also here for the Go Oahu, a Kama'aina loyalty program kickoff for golfers here on Oahu to go to all the Pacific Links courses and get a discount. Okay, now Pacific Links International owns courses on the U.S. mainland. They own Canada, too, portions of it, and the 27 Club in China. Five courses in Hawaii plus the 27 Club in China. Pacific Links owns that course. It's going to be some 27 holes, each designed by top professional golfers, and one of them, Annika Sorenstam. She's the only woman of the 27 professionals chosen to design the holes. And I spoke with her about women's golf, of course, the upcoming Ricoh Women's British Open, the incredible accomplishments of NB Park this year. She's going for her fourth win in a row this weekend. She's got her work cut out for her. She has already won three majors in a row this year. That's historic. And Annika Sorenstam, with 80 global wins and 72 on the LPGA, 10 major championships, knows just how hard it is to pull that off. And I spoke with her at Kapolei. My first question has to be, how difficult is it for a woman or anyone to win three majors in a row?
Well, I think it's really, really tough. And this is the first time it's been done on the ladies' side in 60 years. So I think that says a lot. And I'm not even sure we'll see it in another 60 years. I think what NB Park did it, Sabonic, just a few weeks ago, was very impressive to have all the eyes on her, the pressure. And, you know, she's still very young. And, to come out there, I mean, she led pretty much from the very beginning. And to hold the lead and have all those discussions about history. And it's got to weigh on you one way or another. But she showed she was solid. She was very composed. She was calm, at least from the outside. And just was able to focus on what she had to do. I think that says a lot.
Babe Zaharias is the other person who did this. Now, Babe and NB Park are such different personalities. What about NB that makes her able to do this?
Yeah, I would agree. They're very different. However, obviously, I never had a chance to play with Babe Zaharias. I have had a chance to play with NB, and I don't know her very well. I think she's, quite a shy person. If you watch on TV, she likes to keep to herself and her close family. But, she's... I think she makes the most of her game. I mean, that's what I think a good player does. She might not have all the strength as far as distance and power, but she uses her her best knowledge to get it done. And that's a skill. And I think her mental toughness is probably more than we want to talk about. Everybody talks about her game, her short game. They mentioned she's probably one of the best putter on tour. But, yeah, you can be a good putter, but you still have to control the mental aspect. And as everybody says, it's the distance between the ears that's the longest in golf, and she certainly has a control of that one.
She's going for number four. She's going for number four at St. Andrews in a couple of weeks. She hasn't had any pressure on her, so to speak, from the media, and that kind of perplexes me. We're not really talking about it. If this were Tiger Woods going for a fourth major, it would be front page news. It would be everywhere. But this is amazing. What challenge will St. Andrews pose for her?
Yeah, that's a very good question. She's kind of still flying under the radar a little bit. And like you said, if it was Tiger Woods or maybe it was Natalie Golbis or Michelle Wee, it would be more on the front cover. But St. Andrews is St. Andrews. I find it very ironic. It's almost, where the game started. And now we're talking about the growth of Korean golfers. So it's the new and the old meeting at the same place for historic, four majors in one season. So, she's going to have some time to think about it. It's coming up in about 4 weeks. And I think it would be terrific if she got the exposure, if she got the media, just credibility. And she deserves that. I mean, this has not been done in 60 years. And you start to wonder what else would she has to do or any female golfer have to do to get the headlines.
Yes, exactly. Now, is this a Grand Slam or is it a Park Slam, like we call the Tiger Slam?
Yeah, I'm not really sure what we're going to call it, because this is the first year that the LPGA have five majors. So, you know, and if you really want to speculate, she does maybe have a chance to win five majors, which will be incredible. But we have to take one tournament at a time. But, yeah, so far this is pretty spectacular. Put the LPGA on the map, and certainly it's a talking point.
It's awesome, absolutely. When you were talking with the press, the media, you mentioned a clothing line. Can I ask, are you designing clothing?
I'm working with Cutter & Buck. I have the Annika collection, and I know it's you can find it here on the island. But I've done it since 2004, so we're celebrating 10 years next year. But it's doing very well. It's probably the third best-selling female line of all clothing, so I'm very proud of it. It's something that I wear every day. It's very functional, it's professional, very feminine, so hopefully you can try out the piece, and I can tell you, it works great when you travel. You just wash and hang it up, and that's what you need.
And one more question. You work with the Clinton Foundation. You have your own foundation, the Pacific Links Foundation. How does this all dovetail together?
Well, like I've always said, I mean, I'm lucky to do what I enjoy doing, and for us to be able to give back to different charities and different communities is really important. And, you know, when it comes to the Bill Clinton Foundation, it's all about obesity, trying to keep the communities healthy, and that's what I do want to do with the kids that are involved in the Annika Foundation, is to teach them the importance of living a healthy, active lifestyle, either through fitness or nutrition. But it doesn't have to be golf. It could just be some, you know, PE programs or school, or because we have to really think about the future, because I've read that in 2019, obesity will be the number one killer in the United States. And I always tell people it's a silent killer. And I think this is something that we can treat by being healthy, being active, paying attention to what you put in your stomach. And the Pacific Links Foundation, same in a way, it's embracing the cultures, the people, and education, and giving them hope to achieve what they want to achieve. In my opinion, if you're not healthy, you will never achieve your dreams.
Absolutely, and Hawaii has one of the highest diabetes type 2 rates in the entire country. So what you're doing is awesome. Thank you very much.
No, thank you very much for having me.
Absolutely. Awesome.
Okay.
It was great. Absolutely great talking with her, and she puts on an amazing clinic. If you are ever in Florida, go to the Annika Academy. She makes golf learning a lot of fun. All right, we're going to hear from Micah Kane a little bit later about the Pacific Links Foundation and what it does here on Oahu for the Leeward Coast. And coming up right after this, John Huskisson, best-selling author, he's a golf writer, and a former member of the European Tour. His latest book is called No Hiding in the Open, A Journey in Professional Golf. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Acura of Honolulu. Now more than ever, choosing an Acura just makes sense. With this much traffic, you should ride in comfort. Introducing the Acura RLX and RLX Advance. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, visually stunning. Nature and Robert Trent Jones Jr. conspired to create a stunning venue for golfers of all abilities, a unique and unforgettable golf experience. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Jam. And Star Protection. Get your property threat and risk assessment, then protection for your home or business, for your concert or special event, like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded, property guard and patrol services, loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
It was our office manager's birthday, and she loves golf. So we decided to get together for golf at Poipu Bay, and we invited a bunch of our customers. It turned into a party. The clubhouse restaurant made a fabulous lunch. The customers had a great time and met the people they give orders to. They were golf buddies long before the 19th hole. Golf at Poipu Bay. Family, friends, business, and fun at Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore. Spectacular. Call 742-8711 and book your tee time, get together, or event at Poipu Bay. That's 742-8711. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem.
the 2014 Acura RLX and RLX Advance. Go test drive this car at Acura Honolulu, 777 Ala Moana Boulevard. I want a tight turning radius. You'll get that in the Acura RLX. I want a responsive engine. You'll get that in the Acura RLX. And a smooth, quiet ride down Ala Moana Boulevard. You'll get that. It's so good on the nerves on Honolulu streets. But don't take my word. Test drive the 2014 Acura RLX. Call for an overnight test drive. You heard right. Call General Sales Manager TJ Jones for your appointment to visit Acura of Honolulu. Your time's valuable. Book it. Call 942-4555. Meet with TJ and the RLX expert. There is so much to Acura's RLX where luxury meets high tech. Acura's flagship sedan. Take it home. Keep it overnight. See how it fits in your life. You heard right. Acura of Honolulu will wash and vacuum your current car while you're experiencing the Acura RLX. And when you bring it back, find out when you can take your Acura RLX or RLX Advance home. The number is 808-942-4555. His name is TJ. The car is the Acura RLX. It's an amazing car, and I'm not easily amazed.
Yeah, yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
And we're going to England. John Hoskinson, best-selling author, golf writer, and former member of the European Tour. His book is called No Hiding in the Open. Welcome to the show, John.
Hi, Danielle. Great to be on the show.
Did you have any thought? I know you were listening to Annika when she was talking about what's the buzz like in England, in the UK, about Inbee Park and the Women's British Open at St. Andrews?
I think they're pretty astounded by her incredible success. I mean, she's a phenomenal player, and what she's achieved has gone under the radar, really, as if it was somebody really well-known who's been there for a number of years. I'm sure there'd be more talk. So it will be fascinating to see how she handles herself, particularly at St. Andrews, which obviously has so much history. So it's something that people are really looking forward to seeing.
Yeah, you know, and she won a U.S. Open, a Women's Open, and then went into a funk on the course, couldn't get it together, and then all of a sudden comes roaring back, and she's number one in the world, and all of a sudden, of course, is in media time. you experience that sort of thing, you know, when your game is on and your game is off, and what is No Hiding in the Open about?
Basically, it's about my struggles, particularly around one golf course, and that's Royal Birkdale. When I was a young pro, I happened to play well in the previous tournament, and making the cut then exempted you for the next tournament, which happened to be our flagship event on the European Tour, the PGA Championships at Royal Birkdale. I couldn't drive then. I went up to Birkdale with a small pencil bag. I had no idea what to experience in front of 25,000 spectators. And because of my success the previous week, they partnered me with a famous South African, John Furry, right behind Greg Norman and directly in front of Ballesteros. And pure nerves got to me the whole occasion. And I walked off Birkdale thinking, how could anybody cope with playing such a difficult golf course? And my book really is about my journey trying to find a way to be able to cope in under severe pressure on a really tough course. And the irony was that when I eventually found a degree of success, it was back at that golf course in the Open Championship.
In the Open at Royal Birkdale.
At Royal Birkdale, yeah.
Yeah, well, did any of the course knowledge help you? I mean, since you fell apart there, did it help that you were able to succeed there?
I don't think it was down to the course knowledge. I think it was down to just being able to handle myself a little bit better. It took a long time for me to find out how to get it round the golf course. In fact, literally that week. But it wasn't so much course knowledge. It was purely down to finding a technique that would stand up to the pressure That was the problem.
And there were no psychologists and no coaches. What was the technique?
Well, the technique basically was I had a lesson when I was a kid, and the teacher was a very famous teacher, John Jacobs. He taught the Ryder Cup players, and he told me a very simple tip. He said, John, you fade the ball. To stop fading the ball, tilt your head to the right, and it'll enable you to release the club correctly. Well, I went straight from the lesson to my golf course, Effingham Golf Club, put into practice on the first tee exactly what he told me, and I carved my first two shots out of bounds and thought, he must be wrong. And what I did then, I realized all those years later that actually he was right. All the experimentation, the thousands of hours I tried to find my own secret, I just reverted back to what he told me. And so, it was, unfortunately in golf, change does take time. And if your golf pro tells you to do something and it doesn't work straight away, actually that's to be expected. And you have to persevere to enable your body to get used to the new feel. Most people chuck it in, and that's why they tend not to improve as much as they should do.
I think what you just said is the most important tip of the day. You know, if your pro tells you to do something and it doesn't work right away, keep at it. Because he's probably onto something that you don't know.
Absolutely. Yeah, he's going to diagnose it correctly, and you've just got to persevere through the barrier when you hit it a bit indifferently to begin with.
One of the reviews that you got, it says this was another great book from John's pen and heart. His journeys throughout his younger years shows just how a man can persevere when he puts his mind to it. Humbly walking us through his shortfalls with grace and dignity, the world of golf wouldn't be the same without men like this. You know, it's men like you and so many others, sometimes called journeymen, who have worked this game for years and years and years, who make up the field, not necessarily the stars of the field, but the field. You know, congratulations on your success today in teaching and writing. Have you played Muirfield?
I've played Muirfield. It's a very fair test of golf, which unlike some of the traditional championship courses, that some people think they're a bit quirky, a little bit unfair sometimes. But Muirfield's a real test of golf, and it's very fair. So it tends to traditionally have the top players coming through. Mm. And as a bonus, we've got a month of great weather here in the UK, which is very unusual. So we've got sunshine for all of the Opens, the Open Championship itself, the Seniors Open afterwards, and then the Ladies. So it's going to be a cracking month.
Does that mean the rough is really, really long?
The rough will be long and tough. It will be a very prime on driving the ball straight and keeping the ball in play. But with the good weather, it opens up the field, because if the wind is blowing strong, you tend to have the players who can flight the ball low to have some degree of trajectory control. But as the weather's going to be pretty good, it does let some of the higher ball flight players feature in the tournament.
Jeff Shackelford wrote in Golf World a really good article about Muirfield, and he focused on the uphill par threes. There are four of them. Uphill par threes aren't particularly, liked by players and our architects today. They're kind of frowned upon. They should all be downhill and picturesque and all that. what do you think of those uphill par threes? Are they very difficult?
Well, I think it tests all departments, a championship course. Uphill par threes are tougher. It really depends on the receptiveness of the putting surface. If you can land the ball on the green, because its very nature means the ball's probably going to come in lower. If they're receptive and you can stop the ball, it's actually not that much of a problem. But if it's a little bit bouncy, a little bit hard, it makes the shot into the green much harder. And you've got to plan. Like, as Nicklaus, they said he was one of the greatest at working out where you want to miss the green. And on an uphill par three, a bit blind, you can't see what's going on, you've got to make up your mind first. If you miss the green, where do you want the ball to end up?
Yeah, and with the wind not blowing, that would be helpful, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. If you've got the wind blowing, and they refer to it as sometimes a one-club wind or a two-club wind. If normally you'd be going in with a 7-iron, but you've got to drill a 5-iron in there, not only does it make the strike more difficult, but the wind can carry the ball off in the most unusual arcs. And, you know, hitting quite a good shot, you can end up in 2 foot rough with hardly a shot left to the green.
Yeah, and it's painful, too, watching people try to come out of that rough. You almost can feel, you know, the arm and the tension that goes up the forearm and,
yes.
You know, the pain. Who do you have your eye on?
Well, the drivers of the golf ball, they're going to be critical this week. I mean, when you look at the players, they tend to have some pretty competent short games. They're all good with a wedge. Obviously, someone like Mickelson is outstanding, but in the main, if the wind isn't blowing, the good drivers of the ball who can crash it down the middle of the fairway out there, 340. So I would now be looking at the straight drivers, the powerful straight drivers. People like Jason Day, he's a good driver of the ball. He's been up there. You've obviously got your normal choices of your Adam Scott, who's an excellent driver of the golf ball. But there'll be the normal contenders in the normal championships because the weather's set fair. And in an open championship, you could go out at 6, get a starting time at 6:30 in the morning. It's cold, the wind's howling, it's drizzle. In a way, you can take some of those players out of the picture because they've got a rotten draw. With the weather set fair, it's going to really, anybody has got an even chance, and in under those circumstances, the top players will tend to come through. But look for a great driver of the ball.
Okay, so, you know, everybody thinks Tiger Woods is going to win because he's odds-on favorite, isn't he?
I think he's favorite, and McIlroy's up there, but they've got they've had some problems recently, and you wouldn't say that they are the most accurate players at the moment. And if the prerequisite is going to be hitting fairways, it's difficult to see them on their recent form that they're going to feature.
You know, sometimes I think they're just trying to draw you in. You know, it's like, bet on Tiger. He's not going to win, but we'll take your money.
I think you've got to take in form to a degree. Obviously, there's more to it than that in a major championship. You've got to have the mental capacity to win. But form is very important, and you need somebody to hit it straight. And the two guys, I mean, they're so talented, they're so brilliant, but I think they're struggling at the moment.
You're talking McIlroy and Woods, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Yes. Rory's lost, he said. Maybe he's going to find it before he gets there, but it's a difficult thing to find at an Open, you know, a links. And Tiger is coming off with his elbow problem, and whether or not he's going to be healthy is the question. We'll just have to see. What are the greens like at Birkdale?
At Birkdale? Or Muirfield?
Excuse me, at Muirfield, yes.
Oh, Muirfield. Well, they want to try, obviously, to make this as a severe test as possible. So as in the United States Open and all the great championships, they're going to become faster and they're going to become harder as the week progresses. With the sun shining at the moment, we're in 30 degrees here. That's so unusual for England. I wouldn't have thought they'd be watering them more. So it's going to be a pretty fast running golf course. So the greens have a sheen to them where they almost shine. And if you, even though it's a links course and you haven't got the undulations of an Augusta, you can still get some incredibly difficult putts at a nightmare speed. So you're going to have real nerve on the greens to deal with the speed, and you're going to have to, you know, have the touch of a major champion.
Excellent. John Hoskinson, it's always a pleasure talking with you. Great insight. Thank you so much. His book is No Hiding in the Open, A Journey in Professional Golf. I recommend it. Thanks, John.
Okay, Danielle, thanks for having me on the show.
Absolutely, and we'll be back right after this. Mary Kay Wilson standing by. This is L's for Autism. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Hi, I'm Ernie Els. Autism now affects 1 in 88 children in the United States. Early diagnosis for autism makes all the difference. Please learn the early warning signs on our website, elsforautism.com, and talk to your doctor about an autism screening if you have any concerns. Autism is not game over, it is game on. Get educated and learn the facts. Please join me at the Els for Autism Golf Challenge this year. We are playing great courses throughout the United States. Fundraise $13,000 or more, and you can join me and some of my friends at the finale in Las Vegas. Thank you very much.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Let's see. 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back in the clubhouse. Mary Kay Wilson's joining us. She's the tournament director, Els for Autism. And in Hawaii, there is an Els for Autism event happening this week, July 18th, Hawakalei. That's the course designed by Ernie Els, the 2012 Open Champ and World Golf Hall of Famer. Welcome to the show, Mary Kay.
Thank you so much for having us, Danielle. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. You're raising $30 million in addition to the money that Ernie Els is putting in himself to build a research center that's going to cover treating children with autism, the schooling of children, and giving them jobs, getting them into the workforce. I mean, some serious cases, children can't even get into the normal society. Normal, I say that loosely. Older children, 30 and 35-year-olds, they need help, a lot of help. It's hard on families. Families worry about what's going to happen with their child with autism when they go, when they pass and are no longer able to care for an older child. This center will cover research. Mary Kay, you're putting on all of these events across the country. Tell us how they work.
Well, when Ernie and Liesl founded the Autism Foundation, they did so because their son Ben was diagnosed with autism. And in 2009, they wanted to create a way for people to get involved, learn about how difficult a path this really is to follow, and bring some awareness in general to autism. Through that process, they realized they wanted to create the Center of Excellence, which is the school that you just described, that will be the center, sort of epicenter for what they want to do internationally. They'll have people from throughout the world able to come and study there. They'll have digital outreach to parents and educators and therapists throughout the world. So the school itself is really a flagship opportunity. To fund that school, Ernie and Liesl created the Autism Golf Challenge. Those courses that are played through the Golf Challenge are very frequently high-end courses like Hawakalei. We're playing Baltusrol. We're playing different courses throughout the country. Amateur players come out in teams of two. They can participate in the tournament, and they raise money through that process. The golfers themselves pay for all of our hard costs, and then they ask their friends and neighbors and colleagues to help support the efforts that Ernie is doing and to fund the actual school and the therapies that they're working to develop.
So if an individual who goes out to play and they pay $400 to play for the day, and that includes everything, and of course, you know, at a golf event, a golf tournament, there's a lot of good stuff that comes along with the round of golf that you're having fun playing. So you that covers all the hard costs. Then a golfer will have somebody like sponsor them. They raise as much money as they can. And how much money do you raise to get to the Las Vegas event?
Well, Las Vegas is a very special event we're holding in the fall, and it's the culmination of all of the 20 events we're having throughout North America. The players come together with Ernie and a list of celebrities, and if you raise $13,000 to your fundraising, you're invited along to that finale. So it's an opportunity for the players to get whole sponsors or to to work with area companies or friends to really help raise money. And that grassroots awareness is incredibly important to us in the autism community.
Absolutely.
But we're also very fortunate to have sponsors like Trumpet Behavioral Health who help underwrite some of the costs at Hawkeye.
Right, and SAP and RBC and Callaway and Wine Spectator. Now, what if you don't play, but you have reason to be passionate about the problems of autism research to find out what causes autism? Can you do fundraising online? And I say that because I know.
Absolutely. There's another virtual contest that's going on called our Gallery Club. And if you just go to E4A, and that's E, the number 4A, golf.com, or elseforautism.com and look under events, you'll see the Gallery Club listed as one of our events. And that's a virtual fundraising opportunity where you can create a team. And you don't have to play golf to participate, and you can raise money and join us for the fun in Las Vegas, which is actually where I am now. We're planning our finale with our sponsors, SAP, and also Breitling and Trump, to hold the events here. We're excited.
That's fantastic. Mary Kay Wilson, Tournament Director, Els for Autism, thanks so much. And, of course, here in Hawaii at Hawakalei, it's Thursday. Call them. You never know. There may be an opening. I don't know if it's still available.
We do have a couple of openings, and we actually are having an event, if you're not a golfer and you're in Oahu, on the 17th at Monkey Pod right there in Ko'olina, and that's going to be from 4 to 9, and we invite people to come out. It's Ernie's defending his open title, so we're going to have some great memorabilia, and people can join in the fun and see how Ernie does defending that Claret's Jug title.
Oh, fantastic. So this is going to be during the Open?
Absolutely. We're going to be having that Wednesday. Pairings will already be done. So from 4 to 9, our local friend Craig Yester is donating a tremendous amount of memorabilia. It'll be a lot of fun, and we invite everyone out to join us.
That's the Monkey Pod, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you very much, Mary Kay Wilson, for being on the show. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Aloha. We'll be back right after this. Chad Coleman's coming up. You know, speaking of doing things online, and actually I really like this international challenge that I discovered that Full Swing is doing. You could actually challenge one another using your Full Swing simulator. We'll find out more about it right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
They say a test drive is worth a thousand words, and the 2014 Acura RLX and RLX Advance give the fuel-sipping smooth drive, comfort, tech, and music you deserve. Acura's loyalty and conquest programs will provide $2,500 toward the purchase or lease of your 2014 RLX. Come in or call TJ Jones at 942-4555 for your private appointment. The Acura RLX will be the best part of your day at Acura of Honolulu at 777 Ala Moana Boulevard.
In the security business, trust is earned over time. That's why Star Protection Agency has grown to be the largest locally owned security company in Hawaii. We've earned a reputation as a common sense, highly responsive, cutting-edge security provider. Our clients know that we're watching out for them. We know that our fast response is what makes us a star performer.
And we'd like to thank our clients for their trust over the past 20 years.
Trust your security to the Star. Star Protection Agency.
It's the Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor links. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Back in the 90s, I managed an indoor golf academy, and we used Full Swing simulators, and you've come a long way, baby. We've got Chad Coleman, the VP at Full Swing Golf. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Danielle. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Glad to have you. Top golf simulator, you were featured at the Masters.
We have been participating with many of the sponsors at the Masters.
That's excellent.
Most of the majors, we get to come out and participate and support the event.
In the corporate tents. A favorite of Ian Poulter and Hank Haney. Interesting.
Yeah.
Hank was on the show last week. All of a sudden, his name is coming up everywhere. Ian Poulter loves your full swing simulator. Do you have one in his home?
We do, yeah. We put one in his new home at Lake Nona in Orlando, and he plays it quite a bit.
These are golf simulators for custom homes, for golf stores, for luxury resorts, indoor golf centers, as I mentioned. What is the Swing Guru?
Swing Guru is a markerless motion capture system. So Swing Guru analyzes your swing and tells you what it thinks you're doing right and what it thinks you're doing wrong.
So
it's a revolutionary technology.
Yeah, it's a single camera that captures all different. So explain that.
It does. So it's a single motion capture camera that's face on, but it is able to derive a down-the-line view and a top view just using infrared technology. What most video analysis systems do is they tell you what you're doing, but you have to either be an expert yourself or have an expert with you to tell you what you're doing right or what you're doing wrong. Whereas Swing Guru actually has capability of analyzing your swing, comparing against different teaching methodologies and telling you according to those methodologies, you know, these are the things that you're doing right. You know, maybe your setup or your backswing is right, but maybe your tempo is too fast or your follow through or too much sway. So it's actually able to analyze and help you correct any swing flaws.
See, guys? There's a reason to have this toy in the house.
That's right. It just keeps getting smarter.
You're not just buying a screen where you can play all the courses around the world. You're getting yourself a coach and an instructor and a physical therapist in a way. Because you're also, like, it can look down and see how your shoulder rotation is moving.
It can, yeah. And it's all markerless. You know, there's a lot of technologies out there that do this, but you have to wear the big vest and have the little infrared sensors, you know, stationed all over your body, which can be uncomfortable and cumbersome. This is all markerless, which is revolutionary.
That's amazing. A single camera gives different perspectives, front, top, down the line, all from one. That is revolutionary,
isn't it? As well as weight transfer.
And weight transfer. So what, I have to stand on something or does
no,
it?
No, oh, it's wow. all derived from the camera. And it does a shockingly good job. It's really a fun product.
And then it'll analyze what you're doing and tell you different teaching techniques that...
Exactly. It'll tell you what it thinks you're doing well and what it thinks you can improve on.
if there's
anything that we're doing well, right?
Yeah, right. No, I already know that part. You know, it'll have to say, okay, let's start with this. And then we'll work our way along. All right. I also found something that was quite interesting that Full Swing Simulators do. We're talking with Chad Coleman, the VP at Full Swing Golf. You have an international league that people can play using Full Swing Simulators?
We do. Full Swing's big on connecting the golf community all across the world and trying to grow the game. What we've done is we've created an online gaming platform. Many people call it the Xbox Live of golf, where players can connect. We have tens of thousands of players. Some do have them in their homes, but most of them go to their local indoor golf center, whether that's, you know, here in the U.S., maybe that's in Norway, maybe that's in Asia. They go to their indoor golf center and they sign up to play in a tournament that's either being hosted locally or being hosted internationally. And these players can post a score. They can play in real time or in delayed time because of time zone changes. And they can post a score and compete against many other players across the world.
All right, I just, you know, delayed time, huh?
Well, I mean, real time is always ideal, but yes. We understand that sometimes, you know, noon is midnight for somebody else.
Right.
So you can still play against those folks in delayed time if you wanted to compete with people in different time zones.
And then the final winner will be determined, let's say you're in Hawaii and everybody's finished. And because, you know, we're the last.
You are the last.
We are the last, yes, yes. So
there's an advantage to being last.
Yes, I know what score to beat.
That's right.
So each team puts in $40 for prizes and plays 16 virtual weekly nine-hole rounds?
Right, that's one of many tournaments that we have available for folks. So it can be in that format or it can be something individualized. So let's say you made a friend online and you wanted to connect and compete one-on-one against that individual, you could schedule that. We have groups in Chicago that do a monthly Ryder Cup against a group in South Africa. And they, you know, they work it out to be online at the same time. I think it's early morning for one and late night for the other. But they work it out once a month. They have this big Ryder Cup type competition, and that's all in real time. And it's private because that's the way that they've set it up. But there's so many formats that the platform can be used to create competition and drive people to these indoor golf centers to compete and to connect and love the game in a variety of ways.
Oh, gosh golly, I'm all excited.
It's a lot of fun.
Chad Coleman, VP Full Swing Golf. Is there a Full Swing simulator in Hawaii that could do that?
I don't know of any public
simulators.
That's the problem. We have a dozen or so that are in some high end homes.
Right, right.
But none that are public. So there's an opportunity. There's a market to be captured. Somebody
needs
to
knock on
step
their
up.
Doors.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Let me publish a list of all those folks, and you can go. I'm sure they'd really appreciate that.
We just want to hold a league at your house. You don't mind, do you?
Of course they wouldn't. Of course they wouldn't.
I love this. Full Swing Golf's players are loyal, addicted, and content to keep
Absolutely.
Playing.
Well, that's the beauty of a simulator. Is there's no excuse for, you know, the sun's going down or, you know, it's too hot or too humid, too
yes.
cold, too rainy.
No.
And it's a perfect lie every time. It's a perfect climate every time. There's no reason to get out and play some golf.
I say, you know, grow the game.
That's right. That's what we're, it's a perfect complement to outdoor golf. And that's what we're trying to do. And it's great for kids because kids, it's crazy. We'll go in and install a simulator somewhere and you know, the adults, you know, it takes them, you know, a couple of minutes to wrap their heads around it and collect it. The kids get it. The kids just grab onto it and they love it, and you know, technology is their friend and they make the most of it.
That's it. You know, you just have to play like a child.
That's
and just
true.
You know, just because if you just stop trying to figure it out and just start touching it, all
that's
of a
right.
sudden it comes alive.
It does. It's true.
What courses can we play?
We have 80 championship courses.
Wow.
Yeah, we have the...
Can I tee it forward on those championship courses?
You can. We have five different tee options from any of those courses. We have Bay Hill, Harbortown, Torrey Pines, St. Andrews, Pebble Beach. We have the Plantation course. We have the Village course at Kapalua.
Fabulous.
We also have Princeville. So we have a number of Hawaiian courses.
Oh, take me to the U.K.,
Take you to the UK. We have the Belfry, we have St. Andrews, all three, the Jubilee, the new and the old course.
Okay.
So, yeah, we have the world covered.
All right. Chad Coleman, VP at Full Swing Golf. I want one. They say if you have to ask how much it is, you can't afford it. So we've got to set up a center.
We have many financing plans.
Oh, good. You're good. All right, Chad, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks, Danielle. Appreciate it.
We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
It was our office manager's birthday, and she loves golf. So we decided to get together for golf at Poipu Bay, and we invited a bunch of our customers. It turned into a party. The clubhouse restaurant made a fabulous lunch. The customers had a great time and met the people they give orders to. They were golf buddies long before the 19th hole. Golf at Poipu Bay. Family, friends, business, and fun at Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore. Spectacular. Call 742-8711 and book your tee time, get together, or event at Poipu Bay. That's 742-8711. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem.
The Acura RLX is a beautiful sedan, and now there's the Acura 2014 MDX, a family wagon. The 2014 Acura MDX is just out. It is lighter, stronger, quicker, more fuel efficient. The MDX Premium Grade 7 passenger wagon featuring a more subtle ride and lighter steering, more aerodynamic, more room inside, more fuel efficient, and of course with special Acura leasing and financing available upon approved credit, you can have one. It's the Acura 2014 MDX. For years, the term all new has been abused and incorrectly applied in the lexicon of automotive jargon. This is from wheelbasemedia.com. I have not seen this car yet, but they say this is exactly the right term. All new, the 2014 Acura MDX. Premium grade 7-passenger wagon, shares nothing with its predecessor, breaks new ground in content, technology, and fuel efficiency. You gotta see it at Acura of Honolulu. That's 777 Ala Moana Boulevard.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
It's U.S. Senior Open Week at Omaha Country Club. Michael Allen, leader in the U.S. Senior Open, going into Saturday play. He's about to tee off. 5-stroke lead. The largest in U.S. Senior Open history, the largest lead, largest in Champions Tour major history in 16 years. His 63 is the second lowest 18-hole round since Lauren Roberts' 62. Michael Allen said, after hearing all of that, "You're scaring me a little. You mean I can blow the biggest lead in U.S. Senior Open history?" Well, having played Olympic Club most of your life, does it give you an advantage playing Omaha Country Club with its elevation changes?
Well, I mean, I've never really thought I had an advantage on anybody, but, you know, I think, you know, really playing Olympic Club my whole life, you learn. I mean, that's why I set up the way I do with that right hand, because you're always adjusting to the lie. I mean, it's something I couldn't change right now if I wanted to, you know. So, you know, and it's because you're making those adjustments to lies. The ball's been above your feet, below your feet, you know, it's downhill, uphill. And that's kind of how I started doing that, making those adjustments when I was young. So, I don't know. The only thing I'm doing well right now is really staying in there. I'm hitting a lot of pretty good shots, and, you know, I'm managing myself around the course. Me and my caddy Maroney are doing a pretty good job, and, you know, it's fun to play a course like this where you got to make a lot of adjustments. I personally enjoy the challenge.
Humble guy, nice guy, you know, playing with a sore neck. He says he has no idea how he hurt it, but some therapy got him on the course. Keith Unger says he's been going to doctors and chiropractors and trying to figure out, but this acupuncture really worked on his neck. Doesn't know why, it did. And Mike Mitchell coached him back to his game. And it's great to see him at the top. He's a great guy. Okay, we're going to talk with another great guy. Barney Adams is coming up, the founder of Adams Golf and the creator of Tee It Forward, with the marvelous idea that he had to get the game moving. But first, Pete Charleston. He's the president of GolfLogix.com. And I'm pretty astounded. I mean, we all love baseball and football, soccer, that kind of football, and everything. I mean, we're pretty much sports people. I mean, we like golf, but we talk about everything else. Number one in all sports app is Golf Logix. Welcome to the show, Pete.
Oh, thanks, Danielle. Good to be here.
I got that right? I didn't misread that, did I?
No, we are the number one app.
You're the number one app. You even beat MLB.
We had them for a while, and they're back on top again.
Okay, it's just because the season's on now.
Yeah, exactly.
So number one all sports app for a while, sponsor of the first tee now. Congratulations. That's a really good move to make. A silver sponsor of first tee. Happy to see that. Now, you're encouraging children to use Golf Logix. Why?
Well, we've got to start growing this game. It's such a difficult game, and people that try to start when they're 40, 50 years old, it's certainly a challenge. And if you can get kids hooked on this great game when they're young, it'll be a lifelong sport, and it won't be quite so frustrating. And with our product, the technology, they get it. It's so easy to use. I know we had your Full Swing Golf on the last, you know, earlier. You know, he talked about technology. These kids can understand technology in about 5 seconds.
Yeah, they don't think about it. They just do it.
Nope. They just figure it out. And one other thing, we are a Full Swing Golf, we're their showroom in Scottsdale. And so in our man cave, we actually have one of their simulators, and it's great.
I had no idea. This wasn't planned.
I was laughing. I'm like, this is so good. I mean, we've got, in the man cave, we've got a 20-foot projection screen on the wall. We've got our simulator. We got these couches. We got a full, we got a kegerator, full bar set up. All our meetings are held back there, of course.
Now, of course, on Full Swing, they keep track of all of the distances, right? So, but when you're on a golf course, you're going to need your Golf Logics, that with the patented club tracking and the GPS distance to the front and the center and the back of the green and to all the hazards and the layups and the flyover animate. I love the fact that it does flyover animation of each hole. That's, to me, amazing. Does that come with the free app, or is that part of the, I think it's like $20, $19.99 a year?
Yeah, so you're actually able to, say you go to a course that you haven't played before, you're actually able to see the imagery of the hole on the free version. But if you want to see the actual flyover, it is the $19.99 version. But we do give two free credits. So the first two rounds you play with our product, when you download it, you do get to use all of our features for free.
But still, the flyover animation is virtual if you don't pay for it. And if you pay for it, then you get the real thing?
Correct, yeah. You get any hole you can watch and just say, oh, that's a dog leg left or a right, or oh, there's a bunker, oh, there's water up there, better be careful.
That would be handy if you were playing like Muirfield and those uphill par threes.
Yeah, that still might not help you, but...
Well, we can, you know, dream.
we can dream.
Yes, yes. And you also have the feature where you can set the exact daily pin positions. I like that.
Yeah, we've made it very easy. I mean, when you look at the image, and we're the only company that's actually taken the time to actually, you know, have artist renditions of every single hole. And anywhere you tap on that hole, you stand on the tee box, you can say, how far to that left bunker? How much do I have left? How much to carry the right bunker? How much do I have left? And then when you're in the fairway, anywhere on the green, you can just tap the green with your finger, and it quickly gives you distance to the pin, plus front, middle, and back of green. So it's really nice and easy to use.
So it's all fingers, guys. Okay.
All fingers. These
things confuse you, just you know, trust your fingers. Remember how your fingers remember the phone number and your mind doesn't? I haven't figured that part out yet, and it's best that I don't. You know, if I have the phone and a keypad, I can dial almost any number I want. But if I have to think about the number, that's the problem. See, don't think. Let your fingers do the thinking. It used to be let your fingers do the walking. Not anymore. Your fingers do the thinking for you, and you just touch and bing, the computer will respond to you, and you'll find all kinds of information. You've also hooked up with Golf Now, so you can book tee times through Golf Logics.
Yeah, it's a great, great partnership with Golf Now, and they're the number one tee time provider in the U.S., and we've partnered with them. And so now we've got, you know, almost 2.7 million members who now, right on their phone, because they've got our icon on their phone, all they do is click the Golf Logics icon, and they click on book a tee time, and it's unbelievable. And we've actually got a promotion right now where any member we have right now, if they click on that icon, they get 20% off their next hot deal tee time just for opening it up and booking a tee time through our app. One of the biggest challenges with tee times, especially in the busy season, if you want a tee time on a Saturday or a Sunday in the busy times, if you're not constantly checking those hot deal tee times, they're all taken. And so if you're not sitting at your desk or your PC to actually look, you're at a disadvantage. Now you've got that access on your phone, so you'll never miss a great tee time again.
Are you hooked up? Are they hooked up with Hawaii?
Yeah, I'm pretty darn sure.
I sure hope so. We always wonder about these things. Our satellite is a little low in the horizon, you know, so you should see the way all of our satellites are pointed. It's like 14 degrees above the horizon, so you can get some of those DirecTV sort of signals, you know.
And it's
really quite amusing to see where we have to point to. We don't get, for instance, XM radio because it's too low on the horizon. We need to get another satellite a little higher up there. But that's just one of the problems. But living in Hawaii, you know, we live in paradise, so what the heck.
Yeah.
20% off and free shipping in Golfsmith Member Pro Shop. Does that still hold true with Golf Logics?
Yeah. We've got another great relationship with them. So, you know, if you're looking, you play a round of golf and you're looking to reload on, you know, those two sleeves, the balls that you lost out there, you can simply, you know, click and we've got great special offers, you know, for our members and free shipping for anybody that books through or buys through Golfsmith.
Okay. And one more promotion that I wanted to ask you, what is the My Golf Digest comprehensive analysis?
Well, we were fortunate enough to partner with Golf Digest, and we've been working on this project for quite some time, but we figured out a way to provide their 60 years of content from the masters of the game with, you know, with Nicklaus and Palmer and then, you know, all the new players with Mickelson and Woods and, you know, and Harmon and Ledbetter and all the instructions they've captured over the last 60 years. If you just simply track your stats while you're playing out there in the golf course, it takes 5-6 seconds after each hole. At the end of the round, it'll actually give you a comprehensive, really a study of how you played that day. And it'll focus on what you did right and say congratulations and comparing you against yourself, you against people who score like you, and then you against PGA Tour pros, which of course most of us don't hit. But if you are, you know, if you don't do well against what you've previously done, it'll actually suggest a specific tip and drill from their 60-year archive. It's really amazing, and you can learn a lot about your game from it.
So if I've had a really bad day on the green, it'll suggest somebody that I could learn from?
Yeah, and what's really cool is you never know what you're going to get. You know, one day you'll get a putting drills and tips from, you know, Arnold Palmer that he wrote 45 years ago.
Wow.
And it's cool to look at because it's all really the same thing. I mean,
of course it is.
Yeah, it's not, it's just different ways of explaining it. And
yeah.
Then the next time you may get some from someone brand new and, you know, one of their top 100 teachers, and you're like, oh, that's a different way of looking at it. Okay, that resonates with me. So it's this constant, you know, feedback to your game. And a lot of it's like kind of three simple steps or three simple things instead of trying to teach you, you know, remember these 500 things when you try to swing this darn golf club.
No way. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm way too nervous to think and remember. I just want to be able to do, you know, that just do it thing. Nike's so smart. Okay. We also have the ability to store rounds, scores, and stats. Guys love stats. Girls are more feel, you know, you go out, how do you feel that day? Annika Sorenstam was so funny. She was giving clinics here in Hawaii, Pacific Links. She's an ambassador, came over, global ambassador, came to Hawaii for the kickoff of the Hawaii, it's actually Pacific Links Hawaii Championship on the Champions Tour. And she said, okay, don't start any wagering until after the second hole. Because that you don't know what game you've brought to the course, right?
God. I'd probably save a lot of money if I thought that way.
Exactly. You know, just say, hey, you know, I got to warm up here a little bit. I'll get to it. But, of course, your friends already know that trick, and they'll say, uh-uh. Pony up right now. Let's see, posting your rounds, your scores, your stats, your challenges to Facebook, if you're a Facebook person, a lot of people in Hawaii are. We can follow you on, do you do any Twitter work?
We do. We just started doing it a little more this year in the last 6 months. You know, we're more active there, and you know, anything we can to allow people to, you know, broadcast their passion for, you know, the game of golf is a good fit for us.
Excellent. And you have free live member support team that can be reached at a toll-free number. What kind of support is it? And using the Golf Logix, so if I'm having problems with my Golf Logix app, there's somebody I can actually call and say, I can't make it work because I'm not a kid.
Yeah, no, it's pretty funny we say that. I mean, you know, we started this company, a partner and I, back in 1999, and we were the first company to come out with a handheld GPS device. And so we partnered with Garmin. And, you know, we sold directly to the golf course. And then in 2006, when the USGA and the RNA got together and said, that's a silly rule, you know, electronic measuring devices, they're legal now. So we changed our plan and we actually went to retail. And so we created a Garmin device with the Golf Logix name on that we sold in all the major retailers. And so we had to have this tech support team, you know, to handle these inbound calls. Well, as we moved into the smartphone space, so much easier to use, but we were already used to having a tech support team. So we're the only app that actually has an 800 number and say, hey, feel free to call us. If you can't figure this out, we'd love to help you and show you how to work all these great features.
What a novelty, customer service.
Yeah, right?
Yes. Thank you, Pete Charleston, President, Golf Logix. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
You as well. And anybody that wants to download this, they can just go right into the iTunes store and search for Golf Logix or Golf GPS, or they can go right into the Android Play Store, or they can go to our website at golflogix.com.
It's awesome. It's easy. It's online right here. And we'll be back right after this. But first, I have to do our station identification. KPUA Hilo, KGU Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo. And coming up next, Barney Adams. He's the founder of Adams Golf, and he's the man behind Tee It Forward. He thought it up. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Hoipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Hoipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
And before we bring Mr. Barney Adams into the show, Micah Kane is the COO of Pacific Links International's foundation. Pacific Links International is the owner of the five Hawaii courses and operator of six, actually. They own five. They operate six. There's a charitable arm called the Pacific Links Hawaii Foundation. And all of the money raised, that's 100% of the income from the Champions Tour Pacific Links Hawaii Championship, goes into the foundation to help one local population. Micah Kane, Pacific Links Hawaii Foundation COO, spoke at the Champions Tour kickoff party about the area golfers know as Makaha East and West. This is Micah Kane from the Champions Tour Pacific Links Hawaii kickoff.
Our assets on the leeward coast of Oahu bookend an area that has tremendous need. As you folks know, we own this club here in Kapolei, but we also own two clubs in Makaha Valley. And when we look in that direction, we see an opportunity to be a part of something transformational. And we're going to dedicate our resources as a foundation towards that. We want to be a part of bettering the numbers that we're not very proud of, numbers in crime, underachievement in education, areas of poverty. And we think by leveraging our investment specifically in the areas of Makaha, we can start to be a part of creating a sustainable economic model that bookends that community so that people look beyond what we know as Keolanas. And for those of you folks who don't know where Keolanas is, for the people on the leeward side, there's a joke that says that people don't realize that H1 doesn't end at Keolanas. It actually goes out to Makaha. And we want to educate you and others and the people of Hawaii really how beautiful that coastline is. It's a tremendous asset. The people are beautiful and they're capable. It clearly is the most beautiful coastline in the world, and it has a tremendous cultural story that we want to tell.
The bottom line is helping the children on the Leeward Coast, Waianae Coast, Makaha, that they can kick the Waianae stereotype, instill social pride in our children, and teach them they can. really important messages. Something else that Pacific Lynx is doing is they've started Golf Oahu. So for all the courses that Pacific Lynx International has here in Hawaii, they are offering a membership program. It's kind of a loyalty program more than membership, because it doesn't mean that non-members can't play at these courses. You go and pay $60 a month, and what you get is a discounted fee for your tee time, preferred tee times, and free range balls and practice facilities. Free. Uh-huh. So just in range balls alone, you make up the cost of your membership, and all the money from the membership goes to the fundraising for the Pacific Lynx Foundation. So, a win-win for everybody. Let's talk about win-win. Growing the game of golf. Yes, indeed. And teeing it forward and increasing the speed, the pace of play. And while we're young already, that's what Barney Adams is saying right now as he waits to get on the show. While I'm young, Danielle, welcome to the show. Barney Adams, founder of Adams Golf, creator of Tee It Forward, with a marvelous idea of how to get while we're young done. Barney.
Thank you, Danielle. Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. You know, when you wrote the book, The Wow Factor, I was reading what you said, that you went in to the, you were bringing tight lies out to the community. You were creating Adams Golf. And I mean, you're the guy that sort of reinvented the way, as Jim Hardy said, single-handedly changed how clubs are invented, introduced, marketed, distributed, and sold. His tremendous success is a testament to what can be done with out-of-the-box thinking and persistence. And you went in and went, you started feeling sorry for yourself because everybody was looking so spectacular, and you said, whoa, let me change the way I look at things. And that was inspirational. Now, Tee It Forward, how did you come upon Tee It Forward?
I was engaged in an old familiar pastime after a round of golf. I was whining about it.
Yes.
And as I got thinking about myself, I had just played at a very nice golf course with very nice people, lovely weather, and what am I doing? But I'm sitting around complaining to myself. And it, besides being ludicrous, it just didn't make any sense. And I started investigating why I didn't enjoy the round. And the two primary reasons were it took too long to play and it wasn't any fun. But then backing it up from that, and then I started running numbers. The numbers were such that from where we played, it would be tantamount to a tour player playing an 8,700-yard golf course.
Wait a minute. That would take like 8 hours for them to
do. Yeah, it would be an all-day affair. Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. But figure that out for us. Let's go step by step. You said that you were playing, what, a 7,000-yard course?
We were at 6,800. We'll just boil it down to one hole.
Okay.
Let's take a 404-yard par 4 hole. Pretty common golf hole. On a 404-yard par 4, 99% of the tour players, whether they hit driver or 3-wood off the tee, are getting home with a 9-iron or wedge. That's shot link data. I've got data from 35,000 shots. On the same hole, the amateur golf population as a whole, 26% will get home in two. If you put a creek in front of the green, that drops down to 14%. So, we, you know, all of these initiatives to get more people playing are not going to work unless the courses get set up to make the game more enjoyable. And the reason I say that with such definition, there are several strong initiatives today to get more people into the game. The problem is this. We've already done it. And they left. And my concept, or my thought process, is let's figure out why they left and figure that problem rather than trying to repeat what we did before and get new people in so they can leave. Because it's already happened. In golf, according to the National Golf Foundation, there's a category called avid golfers. They play 25 times a year or more. But of most importance, they pick up 72% of the tab. Greens, fees, clubs, balls, refreshments, you name it.
Wow.
So it's pretty easy to identify your target market. Avid golfers. We have the same number of avid golfers playing in the United States today that we did in 1985. Now, that's a shocking number when you figure the population increase since 1985. But more importantly, and that's 6.8 million, by the way, but in the year 2000, we had 10.1 million. And they quit. And my whole argument is based around, let's figure out why they quit and fix that problem before we keep running off with these new special programs to get new people into the game. Because all we're going to do is end up in the same place.
Right. They're going to get into the game. You've sold them on something. They're coming to test it out. And they're saying, why would we want to do this? It's
exactly.
ABC. Right.
Yeah. And I'm out here forever.
Right. I'm out here forever. It's no fun. It's too hard. I don't understand it. Lots of things. So,
and by the way, and I have set up golf courses for people, I'm not talking about making golf courses easy. That's a misnomer. Yes, in some cases they're going to be shorter, but the traps are still going to be there. The fairway bunkers are still going to be there. And frankly, sometimes when we move up, the fairway bunkers that we couldn't reach, we now can reach, which is the way the course was designed in the first place.
Exactly.
Doesn't necessarily make it easier, but it gives you a chance to play.
Okay, so when you say that a course that the pros are playing, we would actually be playing over 8,000 yards if we were to go out. So what you want to do is just move us a little bit closer so it's a realistic number, so we're not exhausted by the end of the day.
Right, and closer is relative. Closer is relative. For example, we don't need to move up in the par fives because we're not going to hit them in two anyway, so let's forget about that. And a 530-yard par 5, which is a long par 5, but if take two 200-yard shots, that leaves you a 130-yard third shot into a par 5, which is eminently playable for anybody. So moving the par 5s up to, say, 470, to me, doesn't do any good. You still can't hit them in two, and now they're kind of nothing holes, to be honest with you, where a hole at 530 or even 545 could have some character. Par fours, we would move up on some of the par fours. It depends on how they're designed. It depends on prevailing winds. It depends upon fairway slopes. You know, golf is not a pristine digital environment. Golf is a variable environment. So some holes play longer than their yards. Some holes play shorter than their yards. I don't care where you tee off from. What I know from collecting data is the average iron hit into a par 4 on tour is an 8 iron. So I'm saying, okay, I'd like to hit some 8 irons into par 4s for my second shot, not my third shot. And you know, I'm still a single-digit handicap, so it's not like this is not something for old people and it's not something for people who can't play. This is something for golfers.
Avid golfers.
I mean, ideally, if we increase the enjoyment factor, we'll get more avid golfers. They're out there. They've already played. They already own clubs. They're just sitting home, you know, with better things to do with their time.
Okay. Now, what population fights this concept? Because you've been talking about it since 2011, and we're at 2013. Is it because the word hasn't gotten out yet? Or is the
You're talking about a culture change, and that's always a very, very, very slow thing to happen. Unfortunately, tee it forward. You know, I'm glad that there's been some progress with it. It's kind of gotten labeled as a thing for old people.
Uh-huh.
And my statement is this: you know, I've worked with golf balls for quite a few years, and I've never met a golf ball that knows how old the person is that's playing it. It's just how long the shot is and where the average people play from. It has nothing to do with age. It just has everything to do with shot quality.
And you're not telling these great players that have the big ego that want to play from, you know, the tips. You're not telling them that they have to tee it forward, right?
They can play any place they want. I do not care where they play from. I say that for the people I watch as an observer, most of them do not play in an environment that allows them to hit a large number of 8-iron-type shots into the green. Their shots into the green, I'm talking about par fours primarily. Mm-hmm. Their shots into the green are coming in on a line drive, trying to fit the ball between two bunkers, as opposed to hitting the ball up in the air and landing it over the bunkers, because that's what bunkers are designed to do, is to protect pins. Well, if you can't hit the ball up in the air over the bunker, you might as well have a grass bunker there then, because it isn't, it's just a penalty. It's where our shots are going to end up most of the time.
So,
you know, like I say, they're designed to protect shots that are in the air.
What people have done, because it's so difficult to get there, they're just driving the ball forward. They're trying to overpower the hole to get past everything onto the green as strong as they can.
And yeah, that's right. It's not a shot making environment, and golf's supposed to be about shot making.
Okay.
You'd be surprised what it's like to be back there, and all of a sudden, you know, let's say you got a 135-yard shot. You might have two or three different ways you can play the shot. If the pin's up on the right, if you want to try and cut it a little bit, you know, if you're right-handed, put a little left-to-right spin on it. You might play it towards the middle of the green. You might even hit a bump and run onto the green.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're back there 185 or 190 yards, you've only got one shot. That's to hit it as hard as you can and hope it rolls on the green.
Yes, I got it. Okay, now I know what we're up against. We're up against the guys that don't want to learn a new way to play. The avid golfer that's already entrenched in that way of playing. And you're asking them to learn to become finesse golfers. Whether or not...
Yeah, shot makers. Yeah,
shot like makers.
We call them golf shots. And they're pretty much golf slugs.
We need to pay some bills, Barney. We're going to take a break and come right back, okay? We'll be back right after this. We're talking with Barney Adams, founder of Adams Golf and creator of Tee It Forward. I need to know about what tour test is. I think he's thinking again. And bifurcation, what do you think of that? And saltwater fly fishing. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the golf club.
Hi, I'm Ernie Els. Autism now affects 1 in 88 children in the United States. Early diagnosis for autism makes all the difference. Please learn the early warning signs on our website, elsforautism.com, and talk to your doctor about an autism screening if you have any concerns. Autism is not game over, it is game on. Get educated and learn the facts. Please join me at the Els for Autism Golf Challenge this year. We are playing great courses throughout the United States. Fundraise $13,000 or more, and you can join me and some of my friends at the finale in Las Vegas. Thank you very much.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded, property guard and patrol services, loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
We're not probably going to have any thunderstorms or you don't need to worry about lightning strikes today, guys. But we'll have a partly sunny day with scattered showers night and evenings, mostly cloudy. A number of showers early morning as well. Kind of a nice day with easterlies blowing 10 to 15 miles per hour. All right, Barney Adams is with us. He created Tee It Forward. It's not for old people. It's for people who want to get into the game, play a little quicker, certainly a lot quicker, not feel as exhausted, and take less time doing it so you can have fun. After all, going out into the gorgeous world that we have on a golf course should be enlivening. It should make you feel like you've just spent a couple of hours enriching yourself, not exhausting yourself so that you have to recover for 24 hours, especially when it's really hot. Okay, Barney Adams, what do you think of changing it up, some of the rules? I know the PGA Tour and the PGA of America, we're all in harmony now with USGA, the RNA, everybody's happy with the not having the anchored stroke be a part of the rules of golf. And no one seems to want to have two sets of rules. One for the guy that plays, you know, every other week, maybe gets a gimme on the green from a friend, maybe doesn't count that on the score. What do you think of bifurcation?
Well, take your probably your 90 percentile of people who play, and they play in a golf cart. They give putts inside the leather. They use range finders or some version thereof for distance. And they turn their scores in and get official USGA handicap. The only problem is that golf carts, range finders, and give me's are against the rules.
So, oops.
Yeah, oops is right. We do it anyway. You know, I give up. That's a subject I have a tough time with, because we kind of close one eye when it's convenient, and then we turn around and, you know, make some monumental decision on banning long putters.
Spank
which has only
them.
Been around for 82 years, by the way.
82 years, not 40 years.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Now, tour test. I was watching Morning Drive on Golf Channel, and I think Gary Williams briefly said something about Barney Adams has something coming. Tour test. What is that?
Oh, it's one of my weird ideas.
It's
exactly what you were talking about. How do we get people to change? So my idea was to have an amateur tournament. You know, remember the old Oldsmobile scramble type of thing?
Yeah.
Where it's played locally, regionally, etc., with the finals on television, a big deal. We have a sponsor. The Golf Channel is one of the sponsors, because I think they've got a lot of skin in this game. And the essence of it is that it's played so that shots into the green are played from the same relative area as the touring professionals, you know, the roughly 8-iron distance on par fours. I won't go into, I mean, I've got details for all those. Yeah.
Of course.
But it's to get people to say, hey, you know what? It's okay to play up there. I mean, that's where they play from. Why can't we play from up there? And by the way, I played faster, and I even had a couple of birdie putts the other day, and it was a lot of fun. It's an attempt to change that cultural, rock of Gibraltar that we were talking about.
Ah, so you would take tee it forward, put it into a tournament environment,
yeah,
and have it televised, the finals, so people would have...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And we got, you know, and have a sponsor, and do it right. You know, I mean, have it really... be done, you know, with all the talent that's available in the golf industry, you can do it right. And if you can have it, like I say, locally, statewide, regionally, however you set it up, that there's a million ways to do it. But it's the concept that encourages people to play from the proper tees and run it as a 3-year commitment. So by the end of year 3, we have finally changed the golf culture. All we're trying to do is to get people to stop shooting at a 12-foot basket.
Gotcha. 12-foot basket. You know, if we'd look at it that way, no one would do that.
Right. But that's what we do. We let the best players in the world shoot at a 10-foot basket, and we shoot at a 12-foot basket.
Boy, that's good. I wish you'd use that more often. I think if more people heard that, you know, they'd kind of get
my,
it.
It's in my latest story.
It is? Where's your latest story?
Oh, I don't know. It's out there someplace. I just write them and hope people pick them up. That's what old people do.
Well, you're not old people.
And by the way, as a plug,
yes,
you talked about you happen to throw in saltwater fly fishing.
Yes, sir.
Hawaii is a wonderful saltwater bone fishing destination.
Yes, in fact...
That's a secret that a lot of people don't know, but Hawaii has wonderful bone fishing.
Now, Mike Buck does a fishing show on one of the stations in this group that I... pay to play on, and I did a little research. Saltwater fly fishing is one of Barney Adams' loves. Do you know that we actually have some of the best freshwater fly fishing at Lake Wilson on Oahu? You probably know that and don't want me to talk about it. Not you, Barney, but the people listening. Peacock bass, though, is what you're after there, and rainbow trout exists in Hawaii, on Kauai. And saltwater fly fishing. Okay.
By the way, your peacocks are babies.
Yes, they are.
I fished down on the Amazon for peacocks.
Yeah. They don't get very big here. I mean, the trout, the biggest was like 5 pounds.
No, but people come to Hawaii and they don't realize, I know there's blue water fishing, but there's also what we call flats fishing in Hawaii. And Coach Duff, my buddy out there, will be glad to take you guys, anybody that wants to go out. What a great vacation. You can come and, you know, the family can go to the beach. The guys can go fly fishing. And then they can go to the golf course afterwards and so on. The Tourist Bureau should hire me here.
Full board. Now, the other good saltwater fly fish are the barracuda and the papillo. Yep. A papillo is a very popular fish here. They fight. Is that part of the fun of it?
Oh, yeah. Almost all saltwater fish are very rugged, and they fight very hard, and that's the fun. It's all what we call game fishing, which means it's catch and release.
Okay.
But it's a lot of fun.
And it's game fishing, catch and release. So,
okay.
And the other ones that I found were the Dorado, the mahi-mahi, the wahoo, the tuna, and the sailfish.
But now you're on deep water.
Yeah, now we're in deep water. But, you know, deep water can happen here around the island quite quickly, like just off.
Yeah, it can. Like I say, we all have our environment, so to speak, and mine is, relatively speaking, a shallow one.
So, and that's why you brought up the bonefish.
Same place as my golf balls go. Actually, same place. That's the fish that look for my golf balls.
So, what is it about the bonefish that's so much? That's in shallow water, the bonefish.
There, some people spend their lives fishing for bones. They're a great fish because when you hook them, the first thing they do is run about 100 yards. And it's just this wild, insane run that you're just holding on for dear life. It's quite an experience.
Well, when are you going to come to Hawaii again?
I don't know. I keep telling myself that the older you get, the smaller your world gets, unfortunately. You know, sometimes going in the other room is a big deal for me. I just, you know, sit where I am.
And, well, your brain gets bigger. So your brain gets bigger the older you get. Maybe your physical space gets smaller, but the brain gets bigger, I'm convinced.
Well, like I say, the tour test was the very thing that you hit on. How do you change a culture? One of the interesting things about the culture, when people get to this area where it's nothing more than where tour players play, but just watch the tour and watch what irons they hit in the greens on par fours. Eights and nine irons and wedges. Occasional seven iron, unless they've got a goofy par four that's 525 or something that used to be a par five. You know, they'll have one of those and they'll have a drivable par four to offset it. But on average, eight, nine, wedges, etc. Just sit there and pay attention, and then ask yourself, "Gee, I wonder what it'd be like if I did that. That's really what this is all about. I just took their data and kind of overlaid it on amateur golf games.
Well, I like what you do. I think I love your thinking. Has anybody biting on this idea to actually pull it off?
No. I don't have a great deal of hope because it's I'm not trying to pour them out, but I'm just one voice and it's a culture change and I understand that. All you can do is put it out there and, you know, maybe one day somebody will say, hey, you know, maybe we, you know, as a potential sponsor, I would think a company that's involved with golf, being behind a program to increase amateur golf play, I mean, that's kind of a win-win environment.
That is too, because, see, that sells more golf clubs. Unless you want that 27% constantly paying 74% of the money, you know, to R&D, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, so that you can get the bright, shiny new clubs that you want to have come out. Yeah. We've run out of time, unfortunately, but, you know, talking with you about golf and fly fishing is absolutely fabulous.
Well, thanks for having me on again. It's always fun.
It is always fun, and we talked about Tee It Forward years ago, and then it became something everybody else started talking about. So don't give up on changing culture and moving and progressing and going forward. Thank you so much, Barney Adams, for being on the show.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for making the golf club possible. It's brought to you by Acura of Honolulu. And now more than ever, choosing an Acura just makes sense. We've got a lot of traffic, and you should ride in comfort. The Acura RLX and RLX Advance, it's here. Check it out. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes. It's stunning. You need to go play there. And you can tee it forward. Don't be intimidated by these championship courses. A unique, unforgettable golf experience. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. Star Protection for property threat and risk assessment. You see, you get them on your property and they check it out, see what the threat is to your property, what your risks are. Then they set up the protection for your home and for your business. For your concert, your special event like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions, get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection, what you need in Hawaii and California. You can always listen to us at RadioGolfClub.com if you're just joining now and wondering what happened, or you want to listen to, I don't know, 7 years of shows. Thank you for your mama. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2013.